This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Border nears breaking point.
This facility at over 700% capacity.
Beyonce's night at the Grammys.
I can't believe this happened. It's such a magical night.
Drew Brees hands off to his kids.
Our dad is finally gonna retire.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Biden administration's turning to FEMA to help manage and care for a record number of unaccompanied children who've crossed into the U.S. from Mexico. CBS News has learned 4,200 kids are now being held, most longer than they legally should be. Correspondent Camilo Montoya Galvez has seen the conditions at a border facility in Donna, Texas.
The children reported having to sleep on the floor, taking turns to accommodate the space they had, only showering once in as many as 7 days, being hungry.
On CNN, Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar points a finger of blame at the previous administration.
What we are seeing today is the consequence of 4 years of dismantling every system in place to address this with humanity and compassion.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott sees it this way.
It's the Biden open border policies that are inviting even more illegal immigration.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's too soon to be lifting mask mandates, as Texas has done, but it won't be long before some pandemic rules can be eased. He tells CNN officials are considering cutting social distancing from 6 feet apart to 3 feet.
We will gradually be able to pull them back. And if things go as we planned, by the time we get into the early summer, we really will have a considerable degree of normality.
More than 69 million Americans have been vaccinated so far. That's about 27% of the adult population. CBS's David Begno went to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where black residents are behind on vaccinations.
Carla Brown is a registered nurse on a crusade, going door to door across North Baton Rouge to register people for the coronavirus vaccine.
I want you to sign here.
And Carla will tell you, even harder than signing people up is finding shots for them. There are only 4 permanent vaccination sites here in North Baton Rouge, and Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome is trying to change that.
Clinics and hospitals, many of them are in the southern quarter of the parish where many of our white constituents live.
The vaccine is needed at places like Bordelon Super Save Pharmacy. It had not yet requested vaccines from the state to start giving to people. So we went there with Nurse Brown to speak with the owner, Paul Bordelon.
We just need somebody to supply us with the vaccine.
What does that make you want to do?
I've done a total 180.
Overseas in Myanmar, the ruling military leaders have declared martial law. Security forces killed at least 38 protesters. Back here at home, it was music's big night on CBS. Correspondent Steve Futterman says women dominated the Grammys.
Even though the show was different, the ending was the same as 2020.
Billie Eilish.
For just the third time in Grammy history, there was a repeat winner for Record of the Year. There were other familiar winners.
Folklore, Taylor Swift.
She won Album of the Year.
I want to thank all of my collaborators.
The artist Her won Song of the Year for her moving George Floyd-inspired song, I Can't Breathe.
That fight that we had in us the summer of 2020, keep that same energy.
Best New Artist went to Megan Thee Stallion. Beyonce won 3 Grammys, and number 3 was historic.
Breaking the all-time record for the most Grammy wins ever by any female artist.
In the jazz categories.
And the Grammy goes to Chick Corea.
Jazz legend Chick Corea, who died last month, won a pair of Grammys. His wife accepted them remotely on his behalf.
He took nominations very seriously, never took them for granted.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The National Weather Service calls it historic and crippling. A major winter storm that dumped heavy snow in Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska. Andrea Fischeld and her husband are from Florida. They got stuck trying to get to the Denver airport.
This is something we've never experienced. And my husband also lived in Chicago, and he said he's never experienced something like this.
KCNC-TV reporter Rick Salinger says there are road closures and power outages.
Even with remote learning possible, many school districts have decided to go with a traditional snow day, while all state government offices are shut down, and it will be a while for air traffic schedules to be restored.
One spot in the Wyoming mountains reports 52 inches of snow. Women have been hard hit with job losses in the pandemic, and many have had to choose between work and caring for and teaching their children. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Being pregnant during a global pandemic was challenging for Jen Torres, but getting back to her teaching job and finding her hours cut to less than half was even more stressful.
I feel if I was in person, there would have been a conversation that included for me to continue on exactly where I left off.
She says with distance learning, things got lost in translation, so she had to ask for the right to get her job back.
I had to call HR, and it became an issue and finally was resolved.
She says they needed the income, but she struggled with sending that letter. A recent female lead study found COVID is forcing women to give up their jobs. Women make more sacrifices than men, seeing themselves as the safety net of the family.
Sometimes women have a hard time saying, I need some support. Am I entitled to ask?
Confidence coach Nada Lina trains women to be entitled to more.
And it's really about corporations coming together to say, let's meet you where you are so that we can help support the confidence challenge that's happening amongst women.
42-year-old NFL quarterback Drew Brees let his kids do the play calling yesterday.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL, our dad is finally gonna retire. So we can spend more time with us. Yeah!
Brees leaves the game with a Super Bowl title and with the most completions and yards passing. The big reveal on CBS Sports, March Madness.
The overall number one seed is Gonzaga.
The NCAA basketball tournament field is set. All 68 teams will play in Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, and Baylor are the other top regional seeds. The return of daylight saving time is a sure sign of spring and more time outside in the sun.
The scientific evidence is there. The sun has a way of lifting our spirits.
And it resets your body's circadian rhythm. Sunrise in the morning helps jumpstart all of the processes that normally occur throughout the day.
Dr. Michael Howell, neurologist at mHealth, says sunlight also releases serotonin in the brain.
Serotonin is a critically important neurotransmitter, very important for mood.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The average price of regular gasoline jumped 25 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks to $2.89. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's due to higher crude oil costs and the lingering effect of those power outages that caused Texas refineries to shut down or cut operations last month. The price at the pump has climbed 72 cents since Thanksgiving. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Millie Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.